A reading from the book of Numbers. The Israelites were weeping and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing to eat at all but this manna to look at." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its color was like the color of gum resin. And the people went around and gathered it, ground it in mills or beat it in mortars, and then boiled it in pots and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. When the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna would fall with it. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families at all the entrances of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servants so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight that you lay the burden of all the people on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give birth to them that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a suckling child'? To the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give to all the people? For they come weeping to me and say, 'Give us meat to eat.' I'm not able to carry all this people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery." The word of the Lord. Moses is having a bad day. He's got the troubles of the world on him. And what Moses really needs is a good gospel song. "Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world. Troubles of the world. Troubles of the world." Yeah, troubles is what he's got, and he thinks that's all he's ever gonna get from these people. And he wants it to be done. "Soon we'll be done with the trouble of the world. I'm going home to live with my God." Yeah, and then he won't have to listen to them. "No more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing. I'm going home to live with God." But I think maybe Moses needs to just lighten up. Quit his weeping and wailing. This ain't gonna last forever. God will bring him home one day, and for now, it's the trouble of the world. It is always something. The people are starving. God gives them manna. They don't like manna, they want something else. But what Moses needs to do is realize this is the troubles of the world. And you just need to live with it and do something. Do something. Don't say, "God, take it all away." Say, "God, help me to do something today. to give these people something to give them hope to carry on. Because God will not only do that, God will multiply that something that we do, and He'll make something beautiful out of it. God can't multiply that nothing we do, but God can multiply that something, even if it's a little thing, and make it something beautiful. And so while we're here with the troubles of the world, we just need to carry on. Keep our eyes fixed on the time when these troubles will be over. But for today, just live with God and do what we can. Soon we'll be done with the trouble of the world. Trouble of the world. Trouble of the world. Soon we'll be done with the trouble of the world. I'm going home to live with God. No more weeping and wailing. No more weeping and wailing. No more weeping and wailing. I'm going home to live.